Hello, Katharina.
Hello.
Hello and welcome on Radio Maria France. So, wh what can you tell us about Radio Maria in Croatia? When was it founded? Alors, quand est-ce que, translate in French at the same time, quand est-ce que Radio Maria Croatie fut créée?
So in Croatia, Radio Maria was founded actually in year 1997. But before that, we should mention that in year 1993, during Croatian War for Independence, there was a movement of prayers called Rosary for Peace and Conversion. So there was a brother, Smiljan Kožul, which he took the biggest initiative with people who were praying with him,
Donc Radio
and they got the idea to start Radio Maria in Croatia.
Maria Croatie a été créée et fondée en 1997, mais le premier mouvement, notamment un mouvement basé sur le rosaire, avait commencé déjà dès 1993. So you said, Katharina, that it really started at the beginning in 1993.
In 1993, we can say that there was a group of people who were praying Rosary for Peace and Conversion, but they got the idea to start the NGO, which later started with the radio station, and they started to be the Radio Maria in Croatia.
Voilà, donc Radio
So they
Maria.
got the original idea to brought Radio Maria the same the way it was in Italy, to brought it in Croatia.
Voilà, donc
So they
Radio.
just started from 1993. There was their movement, and a few years later, they started with a program, especially in year 1997, when the Cardinal Franjo Kuharić came and blessed the station, listeners and workers there.
Alors donc effectivement le Radio Maria Croatie a commencé par un groupe de prières sur le rosaire de fidèles qui ont prié pour la conversion des cœurs, mais l'établissement même de la radio a réellement commencé en 97 avec l'évêque qui est venu bénir la station lors de du démarrage du programme en 1997. When you start Radio Maria Croatia, how many people were you in the Radio Maria Croatia. Were there a lot of staff members at the beginning?
Actually, in the beginning, there weren't a lot of staff members, but there were a lot of people who were volunteering for Radio Maria to start the idea. So it started as NGO who had only one person employed, but there were thousands of volunteers who helped Radio Maria to start up. So they were having a good wishes, they were had good faith, and there are some of them are still with us. And
Donc,
they're helping us work today also. But they started as a lot of volunteers
Radio
who just wanted to
Maria.
make this change in Croatian society. So when they started and formed, there weren't much of material or technical resources or human resources even, but it was a lot of goodwill, a lot of faith, a lot of love, and they were trying their best. So still after that, we have 21 years in Croatia. So we should also mention that when it was founded, the Radio Maria Italy helped us with the technical equipment.
Radio Maria Italie évidemment a beaucoup aidé Radio Maria Croatie au départ pour notamment pour l'équipement et il faut dire que Katharina nous dit que effectivement il y avait un seul salarié au départ en 1997 mais énormément de volontaires de bénévoles qui ont apporté voilà toute leur désir et tout leur cœur au démarrage de Radio Maria Croatie. Okay, and where are you in Croatia? What is the location for your studios? Où est placée donc la radio en Croatie?
Can you just repeat the question, please?
Where are you in Croatia? The location of the radio?
Okay, in Croatia we have a main station. It's like central station in Zagreb.
In Zagreb.
It all started in Zagreb, and later from Zagreb we came to cities all over Croatia with acquiring frequencies from the government. So right now we have Rijeka, Split, Vukovar, Vinkovci, Virovitica, and also we are available to listen via satellite, via our web page and application.
Donc Radio
So in
Maria.
each of those cities which I mentioned, Rijeka, Split, Vukovar, Vinkovci, Virovitica, we have our remote studios, and they're placed in locations held by Catholic Church. So they are helping us with the space, and they are coming forward with it.
Donc le Radio Maria Croatie, c'est à Zagreb, la capitale, c'est là où se trouve la radio, mais la radio est également en conjointe à l'église du lieu, qui aussi les aide aussi beaucoup, et notamment pour les locaux, pour trouver les locaux et l'endroit pour avoir la radio qui puisse émettre. Alors, Katharina, now today, how many are you in the radio staff? What is the staff today? Katharina? Ah, on a perdu Katharina. Katharina, can you hear me? Nous avons un petit souci technique apparemment, chers auditeurs. Nous essayons de récupérer la connexion. Katharina?
Yeah.
Ah, ok. Can you hear me? Katharina?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so my question is, how many people are you now in the radio, in the staff today?
In the staff, we have 11 people employed.
Donc 11 personnes qui sont salariées aujourd'hui.
I just wanted to mention that there are 11 people employed, but we still have around 300 volunteers, which are making a program, which are radio hosts, which are helping with,
alors, Katharina,
which are praying rosary in our program, which are praying for us. We have a lot of volunteers who help us with logistical stuff, so we have still have the good base of volunteers who help us to make this.
Alors, extraordinaire, Katharina nous dit donc effectivement la présence de 11 salariés qui travaillent pour Radio Maria Croatie, mais plus de à peu près 300 volontaires qui aident au fonctionnement, au bon fonctionnement de la radio et notamment des logiciels. De logiciels et de tout ce qui concerne la radiodiffusion. Thank you, Katharina. So, you said you have about 300 volunteers.
Yes.
And what kind of, do you have specific programs on Radio Maria Croatie?
Well, when we mentioned 300 volunteers, I have to mention that half of them, 150 of them, are radio hosts and helping with the program. So there are people from all fields of science, they are all educated people who are hosting our radio shows and making programs for it. So when we are saying about our program, because we have a lot of volunteers who work on it, and they are from different fields of science, some of them are college professors, we have doctors, we have people with PhDs, so they are helping us and they are making it wide possible.
Alors, Katharina.
So when we have our program, it's specific because we have all subjects from almost all fields. Because our main idea, the core idea of program is to, we can say, to cover almost all aspects of life. So we are trying to combine with the science, with the art. We are trying to combine with theology, philosophy, ethics, morals. And we are trying to put it in our program, even with the history. Even with a book reading, we are trying to make it okay. So people even outside of the faith, they can find something in our program for themselves.
Okay,
so because we are trying to make it fitting the person on the best way, but with still having the Catholic message in it.
Alors, Katharina nous dit, just translate, hein, Katharina. Katharina nous explique donc que beaucoup de bénévoles notamment participent aux émissions. Alors des bénévoles qui sont, comment dire, expérimentés, diplômés dans tous les domaines d'études et d'émissions. Alors que ce soit en histoire, hein, en psychologie, en théologie, voilà, toutes ces personnes viennent pour assurer le contenu des émissions sur Radio Maria Croatie. Alors Katharina, do you have a lot of Catholic who is listening to Radio Maria Croatia?
Actually, in Croatia, they are, for the last records, there is 86% Catholics in Croatia. So we can say that we have a good base.
You said
basing on that.
Sorry, Katharina.
When you take everything in it, we have a lot of people who are supporting us on a daily basis. We have people who are calling us every day. We are counting that we are. Our radio frequencies in Croatia, satellite, via web page, that we have a base of 500,000 listeners.
Donc Radio Maria Croatie, bien sûr, émet, alors il y a une Radio Maria Croatie Internet, mais aussi émission par satellite. Et alors Katharina nous dit qu'effectivement en Croatie, c'est 86%. You said, Katharina, it's 86% of Catholics in Croatia.
Yes.
Donc 86% de catholiques présents en Croatie, donc voilà, donc une base importante d'auditeurs et aussi de personnes qui participent d'une manière ou d'une autre à la diffusion sur Radio Maria Croatie.
We can also add on that that Croatian people are really connected with our Virgin Mary. So it was the initiative when it was brought. It had a population that wanted that because in Croatia, Croatian people are really connected with the Virgin Mary. They're looking at her as a supporter, as a mother, as a protector of Croatian people. Something like in Ireland or in Poland.
Alors,
so we have a good connection with the Virgin Mary and.
Alors, Katarina,
it's what brought all the volunteers, all the members and everything because of that special relation that Croatian people have with the praying to Virgin Mary.
Alors, Katarina nous explique qu'effectivement, les Croates sont donc 86% de catholiques, mais aussi sont très, très, très attachés à la Vierge Marie. Et Katarina nous donnait l'exemple, par exemple, de la Pologne ou de l'Irlande, donc pays à la fois très catholique, mais très, très attaché voilà, à la Sainte Vierge. Et ce qui explique notamment le succès de Radio Maria en Croatie. Katarina, what is your personal experience in Radio Maria Croatia? How did you arrived in this job?
I have to mention that I'm working here only 1 month. I'm working in a place of coordinator, so I have to say that my work experience is pretty specific because I'm new here. I worked different jobs before, but what I like about this place, what I like about this Radio Maria in Croatia is the special relations with which every person in a staff, which every colleague has one to another, its special atmosphere, the prayers during the day, they brought the whole collective together. I can say that one of the most important things is always our listeners who are calling us on a daily basis. We are trying to reply to each of them calls, each of their texts. We are trying to be here open for them because we are used to that they need us and we need them.
Alors,
so that is special for me, that relation between people working here on Radio Maria and our listeners. We even know listeners who are calling us sometimes, even by the name we know them, even for the time of the day they are calling. I think that's a special relationship which you have with the people who are listening to you and which want to call you. And you are basing everything you're doing in relationship with your colleagues and your listeners.
Alors, Katarina nous dit qu'effectivement, elle est simplement salariée et coordinatrice de Radio Maria Croatie, simplement depuis un mois, mais qu'elle a eu beaucoup d'autres expériences professionnelles. Mais elle nous dit aussi sa joie de travailler là, Radio Maria Croatie, et aussi des relations spéciales qu'elle entretient avec voilà, tous les auditeurs qui font vivre la radio, qui ont des questions et qui interviennent aussi. Voilà, donc Katarina, toute nouvelle à Radio Maria Croatie. Katarina, is it a lot of responsibility for you to be, like, because you are coordinator for Radio Maria Croatia?
Well, it is always a big responsibility, but I'm having really good working atmosphere here, so it makes it makes everything easier because we are good to each other, we are good colleagues, everything, a good working atmosphere is great, so that makes it. It's a big responsibility, it's a big work to do, it's a hard work, but people are making it always easier, so.
Voilà, donc Katarina nous dit que c'est effectivement une grande responsabilité qu'elle a en tant que coordinatrice, mais que ça se fait dans la joie, parce que voilà, les relations sont excellentes avec les collègues et la mission voilà, la remplit de joie, en tout cas, malgré le travail et les responsabilités. Katarina, do you have any kind of project for this coming year, for this year?
Well, we have a few projects. From this year, we have Frequency in Slavonia. So it's a region in Croatia. So we are right now, it starts today. We are our newest project and which are working currently on is we are trying to present each church in that area and each community in that area. We are working on it with local priests. So they are helping us and they are coming to our program and they are presenting their churches, their communities. So on that way we are making connections with them and the people who are living there. So that's a project which is going on today and it's going much further. We have some projects for Easter in Split where there are volunteers making Easter eggs and gifts for people and promoting Radio Maria. And we have a lot of other projects which are right now in the phase of making and organizing.
Donc, Katharina nous disait que, notamment dans les projets en cours, il y a des fréquences qui vont être attribuées à la Slovénie, si je ne dis pas de bêtises, mais aussi qu'elle a le projet qu'elle est en train de développer avec les différentes communautés religieuses, les différentes églises de Croatie, pour les faire connaître, que chaque communauté puisse venir s'exprimer à l'antenne, en collaboration, bien sûr, avec tous les prêtres de ces différentes églises. Et également des projets, je crois, avec l'est du pays, du côté de Split, hein, qui est une ville à l'est de la Croatie, pour développer, faire connaître Radio Maria Croatie. Katarina, thank you very much
Thank you.
for this explanations and good luck for you and for all your
Good
team.
luck to you and have a nice day here, there in France and wishing you all the best.
Thank you, Katarina.
Bye.
Bye bye.